Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
If you like R&B, funk, Latin jazz, soul, or hip-hop, then there's a concert series for you this summer in Milwaukee. It's called Summer of Soul, and it's happening every other Wednesday starting today at the Marcus Performing Arts Center's Peck Pavilion. Here's a little preview to get a sense of the series.
Under the sun-soaked skies of Milwaukee, a place where the soul of music, food, and culture come alive, Summer of Soul is brewing. This is more than just an event. It's a revival of spirit, a journey through the sounds that shape generations, where every bite tells a story and every note sparks a connection to the soul of the city.
WUWM's Maian Silver sat down with Gerard Blanks, co-owner and managing director at Culture by Design. It's the firm that's organizing the block party-like event. Together, they share some of the music you'll be able to hear.
Okay, so I wanted to do a listening session with you, and we're going to jump right into that. Many of the artists who will be gracing the stage, some of these great timeless artists. Wednesday, July 2nd, you've got Bilal headlining, as well as the Sean Hinton Experience, and Don Black is the DJ for the evening. Bilal is a Grammy-winning vocalist. He won a Grammy for a collab with Kendrick Lamar, which we'll play a little bit later, but I wanted to start with this fabulous track called Soul Sister. We'll listen to a little bit of that.
It's all in the eyes, you and me. Words just disguise all the things that you be.
What made you wanna start the series with Bilal?
That song right there. I've been a fan of Bilal for years, and he's had an interesting career. He was, in some ways, seen as a child prodigy. He was, he was signed, I believe, maybe before he was 20 or in his early 20s. People were talking about this guy when he was in, like, high school, college, right? It was this young black kid with this amazing voice, operatic range, right? And so one of the first people we started working with was Erykah Badu. And so when he came on the scene, it was a big deal. Imagine like a high school athlete, right? Like heavily recruited, right? And so I thought his first album was phenomenal. And then there was a point at which he maybe faded from the scene for a bit, but then had a resurgence. But he's everybody's favorite singer. Like you said, he has a great song with Kendrick Lamar. He has a song with Common, Talib, The Roots, everybody, right? Erykah Badu. And so, to me, he was the epitome. Like, when you think of Summer of Soul, like, Bilal. Like, I mean, you know, when
he's
you think
the
of
definition.
Word association, right? And so, I always start from a place of exploration, right? I am looking at anything and everybody. I'm looking at artists that I know I can't afford. Because what will happen is, as you sort of eliminate certain artists, other artists come into focus. And I honestly didn't know if we could get Bilal. So I was extremely happy. I'll send out an email and just say, you know, just on the chance. And we were able to lock him in. And I want to say he was maybe one of the first artists I booked.
Sometimes I wish I wasn't me.
Because then what happens is that gives you your foundation, right, for kind of what the rest of the series looks like. So Bilal, for me, was the epitome of what I want Summer of Soul to be. And he's a bit of a, dare I say, eccentric performer. So that's another part of it, too, is it's not just good music, but it is, if you've ever been to the Peck, it is up close and personal. And that's one of the things I like about it. At times last year, it felt a little too intimate, like, because people are right on the stage dancing. I mean, the performers maybe 10 feet away from you. So I just thought, man, this could be a fun opening night.
Just can't rest. I'm waiting for the phone to ring. Will you?
But he's one of those guys because of his range, because of what he can do. You can fit him. You can put him on a rock album, right? You could put him on a gospel album very easily. R&B, soul, hip-hop, everything. I wouldn't be surprised if he did country at some point. He is just an amazing singer. And I want to say one of the really important things about Summer Soul is the balance between artists you know and artists you don't. So there are a lot of people, when we announced Bilal, that were like, oh my God, Bilal's coming. And a lot of people were like, who? And then as we started promo, Soul Sister was one of the songs we put out first on Instagram. And I had a lot of people hit me up like, I don't know who this guy is, but I love it. I'll be there.
You must be my soul sister, soul sister, hey sister.
That's awesome. This is Lake Effect. I'm WWM's Mayan Silver. I'm speaking with Gerard Blanks of Culture by Design. And we were talking about some of the other people that are playing on July 2nd. You've got the Sean Hinton Experience, who's a 414 artist. And he toured with Mary J. Blige as her music director. He also worked with John Legend and Jill Scott. I want to play two tracks from him because he's so good, too.
Yeah.
Dude, okay, here's I'm Gucci.
It's an easy kind of day. The sun is shining. And I'm chilling with my loved ones. It's the perfect kind of day. And from ear to ear I'm smiling while the children have fun. I'm glad I ain't got nothing planned to do. And I ain't got nowhere to be. I think I'll throw.
Okay, so that's a song that you can't be in a bad mood to, right?
Right.
If you're all right, you're all right, you can go anywhere you like. But
yeah, and so what's interesting about I'm Gucci is, one, it doesn't it just take you to a place? Summertime, picnic, barbecue. It's just one of those songs that it's, like you said, it's impossible not to just feel a groove. And the beautiful thing is, the groove you feel inside is the groove you feel inside. And that's one of the things that I love about Summer of Soul is we want people to come there and be themselves, right? So when you get down there, because I know you're going to be at like all five of us.
Every Wednesday.
You will see people that are really good dancers to people that just like, you know, we call them the wigglers. They just wiggle to the music. That is one of those songs. And what's interesting about I'm Gucci is it's a viral, I don't know if you know this, but it became a viral hit.
Well, I'm all right, I'm all right. If you're all right, you're all right. You can go anywhere you like. But
oh, you can go online and you on YouTube, there are people from like Nashville to Dallas to LA that are doing line dancing to I'm Gucci. It was a song that was used quite a bit. There are a lot of viral clips. It was essentially an underground smash for Sean.
Amazing. Okay, there's another one from him, Love for a Gangsta. Like, it is very good. Okay, so here we go.
Tell me, baby, did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
What a line.
So he is the producer. He is the lead musician on a lot of his music because he plays four or five instruments: drums, keys, guitar, bass. He's the songwriter. He is the band. He's Prince. Oh my God! That groove again. Like, this is when I can nerd out a bit. My wife always gives me that look when I'm talking too much, but like when you really get into it, that groove just makes, like, the two of us are just naturally bobbing our heads. There's no way not to, right?
Tell me.
And that's the energy that I want to create, where you come to Summer of Soul to be you. Get out of whatever you are at work, at home, wherever. You come down here and you just groove. And you don't care who's looking at you. You don't care about anything else. You just, yes. And so that's the type of music, right? So when we're selecting the artist and we're selecting the music, it's with intention.
Totally. Everything that you just said, I love that. Because, you know, whether you're worried about, like, you know, if you bring someone new or people are meeting each other for the first time or whatever it is, none of that matters. This is just like the groove. You just go into that space. It's a zone of good vibes, and like you leave everything at the door, you know?
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that the best?
And this is where I want to be. Living inside your love and arms, baby.
Yeah.
The best experiences.
It's the best. That's wonderful.
I do want to say, though,
yeah.
the Sean thing, I think, is really important.
Yes.
One, because he is... You mentioned that he toured with Mary J. Blige. He didn't just tour. Like, he was our musical director. And we have this clip right now on Instagram of him with Jill Scott. And he's Jill Scott's favorite guitar player. And he's in Vegas right now with Bruno Mars. So he is one of, like, a handful of guys globally that get the call, right? Hey, I need a musician. I need a guitar player. He'll fly out to South Africa, right? So I just want to make sure Sean gets, you know.
Like Angie Swan, too, or
Angie Stone,
Sister
yeah.
Strings.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Angie Swan from Milwaukee,
yeah.
Or Sister Strings are like just get instrumentalists that go so far.
And it's interesting with them, like the amount of respect that they get nationally. Right? It's, yeah.
It brings Milwaukee, it gives Milwaukee some good light too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because sometimes, you know how it is, you don't fully appreciate somebody until they go somewhere else and become a star, but it is so important to embrace them and make sure that we are just speaking with affirmation about those.
That's great. Okay, so that's July 2nd. It's going to be just a super groove the whole time.
I want to know, baby, heaven, please tell me, baby, if you're heaven.
So we've got all this music, culture series, every night is a vibe. How are you planning to pack up your schedule so that you can attend every single one of these? What's your advice to people?
I wish we could send a calendar invite to everybody. But seriously, mark it down on your calendar. Like, go in your phone right now. Wednesday, July 2nd, 16th, 30th, August 13th and 27th. Don't book anything else. Just reserve it. Block off 5 hours. You, your besties, get them together and come have a great time.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gerard, for talking to us about this amazing concert series.
Thank you.
That was Gerard Blanks, co-owner and managing director at Culture by Design, speaking with WUWM's Matignon Silver. The first Summer of Soul event is tonight at the Marcus Performing Arts Center's Peck Pavilion. You can find more information about that and future events at WUWM.com.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.